This poem is dedicated to the nurses in the audience. Any nurses? No, there one? Ah, there she is. I know that nurse. Bob Houston's nurse. Midlife career change, Bob. Yeah. And of course, I don't know how this one came about, except I live over by the university hospital. And also there's some chickens in my neighborhood. I also feel sorry for nurses. I don't know why. One word, caseous, means cheesy. Okay, it's in the second line, caseous. Nurses. Early in the morning, there may be nothing in the caseous sky but one cloud sailing over the forest, high in the Rincon Mountains. Slowly, it begins making up its mind. A handkerchief escaped from a coal mine while the miner on his knees picks his way forward, unawares of the time. Now a magician's scarf going through its progress and with its own kind of intelligence, after a while, shapes itself into a chicken. That's what the other chickens in our neighborhood see all day going over them, stretching their necks like nurses in training, and though out on a holiday, still forced to wear their uniforms, not sure where to go. For hours, they study it. Some think it's coming closer, while the talented ones step a little ways off, sit down on stumps, make sketches, discuss especially its eye, which, like an egg in cross-section, has a blastodisc in the middle of the yolk, with chalaza swirling off, the swirling eye of a storm, a semi-precious stone. Now they hear talk about an armada of bombers heading off with boys inside thinking of home to rain sudden destruction upon the Germans. In any case, hours later they're up on the housetops, lining fence posts, watching it pitch down, copper weather vane thrown into a sidereal dump, doubters say. But the hand of God, say others, and they almost wave back, reaching up their sleeves for their handkerchiefs. And they're the ones who hours later don't feel like supper, but avoiding the crowds, go into the day room, sit lights off, playing the piano, listening to themselves.